I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Vicky Patterson, and this is The Secret to Laughter. This is a compilation of some of my funniest guests over the years. Get ready for Luana, Katie Price, Hillary and Michael Whitehall, to name but a few. I absolutely adore doing this podcast, and I've been lucky to have such a variety of guests. People who've genuinely made us belly laugh, some people who've made us cry, and people who've taught us something. I really do feel like the luckiest girl in the world to call this my job, and I'm so pleased you gorgeous lot have came on this journey with us. So let's kick things off with the hilarious and always outrageous Luana.
Vicky, you love chatting about vaginas too. I mean, you could be on this all the time. Yeah. I mean, this is ages ago, and Zisman, she, what are you talking about, the shot?
That was a shot in my cinema.
Oh,
we were all recording,
God.
And that was so, no, what happened is,
please explain.
We used to record sometimes in my cinema.
Because everyone has a cinema.
No, because why did we do that? Not in a studio.
Casual.
We didn't have a studio. We couldn't be bothered to go into London. We're really lazy, Vicky. We only stay within. Oh, she's off.
I need a drink.
I'm the same, mate. I say all of these high quality, fancy podcasts, and for the majority of it, I just sit in my wardrobe and do my
in a pair of pants. I mean, to be fair, when you got Zisman's Champneys 2, well, she's in Champneys 2 now, but this was Champneys 1. I call her Champneys 2 because essentially that's what she's moved into.
Back to the matter at hand. So what happened is, Anna is going to say that this isn't true and that I shot her.
She really did.
But basically, I had fake tanned, right? And then I put white tracksuit bottoms on.
Ooh.
And
I feel like that's spicy.
So we were really laughing, and my vag is fixed now, but I used to pee myself really badly whenever I laughed, coughed, ran. Basically, the kids just shattered my pelvic floor. So we were really laughing. I then peed myself a bit, and where I hadn't got any knickers on and it got a bit wet, it went all brown on the trousers.
No, you farted. You farted as well at the same time. Sorry, guys, there's a massive lorry going past me. He farted at the same time, which is wet, and it was the most repulsive. You know how, like, you get sound effects machines? This was straight out of one of those. And then she had this, like, brown seeping patch on her white tracksuit bottoms. Imo, our producer, and myself were there. We smelt it. We saw it. She sharted. And she will not admit it, Vicky. I think this is confession time, Zisman.
Yeah. I didn't chat my pants. I promise. I didn't. But just because
I love how Vicky asked us about badges.
Yeah, because that is related to my leaky vag.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of what.
Anyway, my vag used to provide a lot of content because I'd always pee myself. And like, I'd be out dancing. When I was drunk, it was really bad, like quite bad. And I remember being at a really swanky private members club, not gonna name it in case they ban me after this story, and I'd like put tissue in my pants and I was like dancing because I used to pee, and then it got so wet it just dropped on the dance floor.
flop.
Flop. And then busy day is a good one.
How, look, when we've all done this.
That's a real sweeping generalisation.
No,
can
we
I
have
a story before I commit to this?
Right, so no. We have a confession section.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I'm going to confess to something, but I don't think it's much of a confession because I think we all do it. But when I get undressed at the end of the day and I take off my knickers, sometimes I give them a little sniff and I think, oh.
Big day.
Busy day.
And it's the marker of how busy that busy day has been.
The barometer of busyness.
The busy day barometer.
If it's too much of a busy day, it goes and doesn't even go in washing basket, straight in machine. Yeah.
I've got two naughty Labrador puppies, mate. So sadly, very few of my worn knickers actually make it to the washing machine or washing
tile.
Well, you need to be careful.
Because we have had multiple stories into our podcast of dogs that have eaten underwear and then had to go to the vets for it.
Confessions of a vet.
I've got two labs.
Have you? What colours?
I'll show you them.
Okay.
We haven't got a lot of time.
Dogs, red ones.
Anna, you talk.
I'll talk. In the usual light and shade, but the vag stuff really like is never by design. Nothing we're not clever enough, Vicky, to do anything by design. We are so organic, and I hate the word authentic, but it is. And
didn't realize I was getting the real life version. I thought that was
dogs.
Hello, babies. Mummy's bee. Oh, look at you.
There they are.
Absolutely gorgeous, Lou. Oh my God. Two girls or a boy and a girl?
Two girls, they're sisters.
Sisters? How do you find the red ones, mate? My friend's got one. She says she's fucking brilliant. Mine are.
They're much better than
me. Yeah, I've heard they're very smart.
What colour are yours?
I have a golden one, Milo, who's a very nice boy. But then I branched out and adopted a chocolate one named
Max.
Yeah,
they're really bad, those ones.
I took him to the vet. I thought he was unwell. It turns out like it's just a fucking complete character trait of a chocolate lab. Yeah,
those red ones are much, because they're from a working gun dog line. So they're a bit more switched on, I think.
Yeah, they seem
great. Not that colour makes a difference to anyone or any dog. We're not saying that any particular colour is better.
We love them all.
I do think the fox red ones are better.
You're allowed a preference, babes. You're allowed a preference.
Exactly.
It sounds as though you have a scream on the podcast, but also like talk about some quite, I suppose, important topics as well. Like you're often discussing what style of mum you are, like your parenting techniques. For anybody who hasn't listened to the pod, what type of mum are you both? I get the impression it differs between the two.
Actually, we align, I think, quite a lot in our parenting style. Actually, that is something we
Anna's
do.
A bit nicer than, like, Anna's more sensitive to her kids' needs than I am.
Yeah, I'm quite tuned into my kids. Yeah,
I'll be like, oh, chuck them into school. Like, what, like, I don't know, you're better than me. She's
when it comes
more,
to routine,
I'm
and
brutal.
And that. I think we're similar. We're good mums, but also with the pod as well. Recently,
we're good mums. We promise.
We're good mums.
We just don't always like our children.
I mean, kids are.
I feel like that's every mother.
Yeah, you know, and it's perfectly fine. You know, it's.
You've been freezing your eggs, haven't you? Have you? Did I make that up?
No, all in the freezer. I mean, three eggs, three embryos, just in case it can't act
himself. Oh, you've got embryos! I didn't know you made actual little mini humans. Well done. Congratulations.
My little frozen family, all just there waiting for when we decide we're ready, which I don't think is far off, in fairness.
Good for you. Good for you.
Very sensible. How old do you think? You're the same age as me.
30. So I'm 36 this year.
Yeah, same as me.
Yeah. And like,
I'm done. You're not even started.
Honestly, all my mates are like wrapping up totally. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm done. Some of my mates, their kids are even looking after like meal down the kids. We've got a real cross section, and then
you'll find a whole new tribe of people, like when you get into that. Yeah. And it's important that you experience it for you as well, like not be the sad old bitter, oh my god, our kids that we are. But with the pod as well, we have a lot, especially recently, and of women in particular, and men, but particularly women, you know, that are in shitty relationships and want to be able to get some advice and offload. And we have recently found that we're a real destination, not by design, of people wanting some clarity and some opinion, of which sometimes ours is the same, sometimes it's different around the situation they're in. And we're really proud, actually, that, you know, like we always say, you know, we probably undersell ourselves in the sense that, you know, it is a lot of, you know, fart gags and badge chat. But at the same time, there are some really worthy parts to the pod where we do give advice, and we can absolutely handle the dark with the light. And I think it's really important. And we're really grateful that people find us as a destination where for some reason they value our opinion. And we have such an active social media following. We have a big Facebook group, which has, I think, over 25,000 people that are constantly always talking. And, you know, it's just lovely that this sort of community seems to have all come together, but we just sort of have weirdly spearheaded it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Anna, yous are both being quite modest and self-depreciating, but the fact of the matter is, you've got experience, you've got kids of your own, like, what you have to say, your opinion, like, it's no wonder people value it. Like, just myself, I feel like I've learned a little bit from listening to this as well. What's the best advice yous have ever given?
Well, I'm going to give it right now. Keep your embryos on ice, never defrost. You just be happy.
Keep that fanny nice and tight, non-leaking,
nice and tight.
Hold on to that badge, Vicky.
Keep your stress-free life, no kids. That's my best advice. Keep them in the freezer.
Thanks for that, ladies. Now, up next, we're entering icon territory. I've always been told, don't underestimate the pricey. And I've got to say, this interview did not disappoint. Let's go back to the very beginning, mate. I feel like I found out how you're doing now, had a bit of an update, and I'm really happy. But tell us all about how you got into modelling, because you mentioned before you were 17. So young.
So I was training to be a nurse and a registered nurse.
I can see that, because you're so caring.
Yeah, and I still want to train now. I've actually applied. I've got to get my degree now because I want to be a paramedic. And it takes 5 years to do the course. So I've actually applied to try and do that in my spare time to be a paramedic.
As if you haven't got enough going on, Katie.
But I would do, once I qualify, I would do it part-time because I just love people and helping people. Yeah, part-time.
As long as it's just fucking part-time.
Exactly. I would fit it in, don't worry. You only live once and you've got to have no regrets. And my regret is not finishing being a nurse. So...
Okay, girl.
So when I was 17, everyone's like, oh, you should be a model, you should be a model. But to be honest, Vicky, I've never thought I was good looking. Don't think I'm pretty, hence why I probably have the surgery. So I took some pictures in my lunch break, sent it to an agency, Samantha Bond. She used to be along King's Road. And I remember getting the train to Sloane Square, walking along King's Road, because that's where like Models One and all them fashion ones are, thinking, oh.
Was that the place to get spotted?
Yeah, but I never did get spotted. So anyway, so I went to Samantha Bond and I remember walking in her office and they had pictures of all these girls. You probably wouldn't know who they were, but like Emma Noble, Joe Guest. I mean, some people would know if they're older listening to this. They had all people up there and I thought, oh my God, I'd love to be as famous as them. And now I've done more and beyond them. And I just think the word famous now, when you're younger, so many people are like, I want to be famous. But I can tell people now it's not what it's cut out to be. It is quite...
It does have
its good and bads to it.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in the office and when she said she's a glamour agency... It sort of put me off because I thought glamour then was like, no offence to anyone who does it, I'm just saying for me, that I didn't want to do open leg shots and all of that stuff. But to me, I thought that was glamour, top porn magazines. And I said, no, it's not at all. You could do underwear catalogue stuff and all of that. Anyway, I was on a casting and a casting is where you go with your little portfolio, which I didn't really have one. And the agency rang, Paul, his name was, and he said, oh, someone hasn't turned up for a Page 3 job. do you want to do it? And I was like, oh, page three. And I thought, oh my God, my mum and that would kill me if I did that. What the hell? And I said, okay. He said, you might not get in, but in them days you had like a little caption with it. And they said, but we'll have to change your name for it because, we'll have to change your name for it because sometimes it could stop you getting off of work. That's where I come up with the name Jordan. Because I was like, okay, what so should like, I be like... called? And he come out with these names just on a phone call.
Like an alter ego.
Well, yeah. And he said, what about Jordan? I said, oh, that would do. Just flipping as that. So I went to Beverly Goodway's studio. It was a man. And I remember turning up there thinking, oh my God, this old man's just opened the door and he's got pictures of page three girls. I thought, this seems really seedy. What the hell? But you know, once I went in there, he was such a nice guy. One of the nicest, he's not here anymore. But one of the most nicest guys I've ever met. Anyway, did the shot and it didn't get in the paper. And then there was a film called Striptease. Do you remember a film with Demi Moore, Striptease, years ago?
Was Elizabeth Berkeley in it as well?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Were they in the giant
glass? Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
I think so, yeah. It was that one. And the son was looking for a girl to strip off a bit of clothing from Monday to Friday. So they picked me to do it. So then I was in the paper from Monday to Friday, stripping off. And then I got into page three. And that's how that started. But I remember when I first saw myself in the paper, because I was called Jordan, I bought so many copies of that paper thinking, oh my God, I'm famous now. I'm in the paper. And then people would ring me saying, Kate, is that you in the paper? There's a girl in it called Jordan. She looks so like you, because obviously I changed my name. And that's where it started. My brother was at uni and his friends had posters of me on the wall, but he never told them that it was me, that it was his sister. And he was fuming with me. And then my mum was in London because she worked for banks and stuff. And then for wind up, they put my picture up as screensavers all around the office. But like, my family weren't too happy about it, but then they can't knock it now. Wow. Like, I used to say I'd go topless on the beach. What's the difference? And you know what? That is the most... The job. Do you know, I only got £150 for page three. That's all you got for page three. And people used to think I must be minted from that. It was page three. I think the Daily Star paid £240, but there it was the Sun. But you know, I can't knock it. That's where I came from. And I realised then that I love being in front of the camera. And that was a thing for me. I might not be the best looking girl, but I know in front of the camera, I know what I'm doing. Because you can get such a gorgeous girl put in front of the camera and she looks minging. Or you can get someone who's not so good looking. They just know what to do. And I realised that's my thing. And then it continued there. The Jordan Formula One. Then the Loaded magazines, FHM, Esquire, they've done it all. And then that was the start of the journey. But I never thought in a million years, being 45, I'd still be here now and people are still interested. Why? I don't know. But that is it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're so modest and self-depreciating, mate. Like, honestly, people are interested because you're entertaining, because you're you, you know? And honestly, I think you need to give yourself a bit more credit, mate. There's plenty of people come and gone in the time you've managed to
see. Do you know, there is, I think that, like, pop star. I remember going out in London, Sugar Ray from Red Cube years ago. You used to get like the Boyzone lot, Westlife, Atomic Kitten, like all these people, and they'd fence it off so you couldn't go in. And now I think these bands don't even exist. Why am I still here? And the only reason I can think is because I'm not manufactured. I'm down to earth, really go through real life dramas and share them with everyone. And I think I'm just real. I'm not fake, and I can't be.
Katie Price, mate, staying power. It's unique. It's authentic. That's what people want to see, girl. I wanted to ask your opinion on Page Three, because in 2015, after 44 years, they got rid of it. It was stopped. How did that make you feel? Did you feel any type of way about it? Like, obviously, it gave you your start. Do you think it should have been stopped, or do you think it was a good thing for women?
Well, I was banned from Page Three because I only did Page Three for about a year. Because I decided I wanted my boobs done. So the Sun ran a poll in the paper. Should Jordan do her boobs or should they not? And it was something like 89% said don't do it. But me being me, I still did it. So they banned me from Page Three. And I remember I went to this show, a feminism show, where people were dead against Page Three, and they had me there to talk about Page Three. And my view is, sex always sells. You go topless on the beach, and Page Three's a thing that's always happened. Do you know what I mean? People always have their views. But then it got to a point where Page Three, when I started, you knew who was doing it. And then it got to a point I couldn't even tell you who was on Page Three or whatever. And no, I don't buy newspapers anymore. So I it's just a completely different era that for me now. But I love doing it. Don't knock it. And it is where I started.
I remember the conversation about this, and I kind of thought in my head, feminism is women doing exactly what they want to do, regardless, you know, of what anyone else thinks. And if a woman wants to like celebrate her body and get her boobs out or whatever, that's her business. So in that sense, taking that choice away from a woman, I feel like is anti-feminist, but maybe I've not got it right.
Well, that's the thing. So that brings me on to why I do OnlyFans. Now, my whole career has been doing photo shoots, you know, for Loaded Magazine, you know, all of that. And if you go on my Instagram, you'll never see pictures of me in bikinis or underwear because I used to get paid for that. That was my job. That it was my job. And then OnlyFans came along. And first of all, like Kerry Katona and Danielle Lloyd, they were like, oh, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. And I thought, oh, no, because I thought it's all like sex on there. You have to go naked and all of that. When I realised you don't. Anyone can do OnlyFans.
I was confused as well.
Yeah. Do you do it or not?
No, I remember I did a show with Kerry Katona once and she was like, Vic, you need to get on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that was it. And she showed me what she earned on it. And I'm like,
I know, she did the same thing.
Fucking hell, Kerry. And then I thought, oh, what would my family say? What would my kids say? But I have to say, doing OnlyFans, there's a lot of people who are like sports people, music people, use it as a different platform. And you don't have to go naked. I don't go topless. I don't show anything. I just do what I used to do in magazines, just like underwear, swimwear. It's a shoot. And I love it. And it's for people who used to follow me, they get a chance to see it because I see a lot of girls on social media who get their kit off on Instagram. And I think, why don't you just go and get paid for it? Don't just show it off. Like, but sex will always sell.
Monetize
it doesn't matter.
It.
Yeah, everyone's got to realise sex industry, whatever it is, always sells. It always will. Yeah. It's just how you want to do it. And I love doing it. And I had to ask BBC One and Channel 4, because I do documentaries for them, would they mind if I did it? And their answer basically was, Kate, if you Google yourself, you've got so, like 20 years worth of stuff with you getting your kit off. You can't really say no. But I said I wouldn't go nude, do open leg shots or anything like that, which I wouldn't anyway. That's just my preference because my family and kids, like, you know, because they're in the limelight, Junior and Princess. I just wouldn't want to embarrass them, even though I've embarrassed them loads in the past with choices and things and the way I've acted away. But
I'm not being funny,
that's
babe.
What I am.
That's a mum's job. It's a mum's job to embarrass their kids. Like, I can remember being mortified by, like, me mum even dancing at a party after a couple too many drinks. That's just teenagers for you. I wouldn't think about it too much.
Oh, don't. I am what I am. They just know I can't change. I am what I am. I've worn the outfits I've worn. I am. I'm crazy, ADHD. I'm nuts. I can't help it. I'm just me. I mean, look at my office. Chaos. It's not really a 45-year-old's office, is it? I've got Barbie dolls stuck on the wall.
Is it a blow doll behind you? Yeah.
Well,
is
no,
it a
that
doll.
No, that's a mannequin because I've got a lot of my memorabilia in it. But then I've got on the wall Katie Price, never underestimate the pricey. Cake sprinkles, Barbie dolls, don't. It is what it is, Vic.
Now, the CA3's a crowd, but when I chatted to Joe and George Bags, I felt like the filling in a delicious brotherly sandwich. Oh, and there were a lot of lols.
Hang on, George, you haven't asked me, didn't you? No. Hang on, I feel like you're... Right, I can't work this out!
This is terrible. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
So, no, you're full of shit.
No, I'm not. George, I wish I was lying.
So, hang on, you're a virgin?
Yes.
Oh my God, well, you're very handsome.
Thank you.
Oh, and you're so nice.
Oh, thanks. I know, what's going on? That's why earlier I was dropping the old anyone with a pulse. You know what I mean?
Oh, babe.
I'm talking to anyone.
I had no idea I was opening this can of worms. Good for you for waiting.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's what it is, isn't it? Like, it hasn't happened. I never wanted a girlfriend during school and that. I wanted to get school out of the way, blah, blah. And then now I'm in this, as I said to you earlier, this line of work. It's just hard to, like...
No, I mean, it's not hard. It's not,
I was going to say, I can't imagine it's hard to find someone in.
I'm being picky. All right, he's being picky.
Excuse me, you're allowed to be picky. You're a lovely bit of kit. You've got a nice family. You've got a great future ahead of you. If you want to be picky, son, be picky.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. My dog is dying to be out because he's seen a cat, so let me just go and put him. Sorry.
That was so funny. Vicky was like, oh, God,
this did you fucking know that and you've let me put that in? You fucking bitch. Were you just sitting there like howling when I was like,
yeah, it was, yeah. Conversation.
I have gone even redder than I was before, lads. Like, oh my God, I hope I didn't embarrass you.
No, it's fine. No, everyone knows it's fine.
Amazing. Yeah. Apart from fucking me, apparently.
Yeah. Do you know what you think we really need him to keep on doing till the age of 25 to get the views up? Do you know what I mean?
you are literally, like, after this podcast, going to be the most famous virgin since Britney Spears. Do you remember when she was acting like she was the virgin and all?
I genuinely think that, like, that is going to be the thing. And I'm thinking, like, when he loses it, like, we have a party. Like,
a oh, yeah. Like a big ceremony.
Yeah.
Like Queen's Jubilee. Oh,
darn. Okay, what about Jordan?
Yours was like 18.
Yeah, it was.
But you're going to say also a virgin. I was going to be like, this game is over.
Yeah, bang, computer off.
Yeah, no, George, yeah.
Oh, so still then points apiece. Well done, lads. Oh, you're doing really well. The brotherly love here is very strong. Okay, who's your mum's favourite?
Yo. I would say me.
Yeah.
Just there constantly, like, Joe's just a really mummy's boy.
I've always been this sensitive mummy's boy. Like,
yeah.
Anything, like, even when, you know, when you're like in a drunken state and you like need to get home and stuff, like, I'll always be like, oh, I need my mum.
My Laura's the same. Like, we'd go on like a last weekend to like Dublin for two nights, and like halfway through night one, she'd be like, I just really miss me mum. I'd be like, right, fucking Dublin.
I've always been, like, George's bit always been like, dad's like, lads, like, let's go, do you know what I mean? Like, watch football, like, all that stuff, go to car meets and stuff. And I've always been like, let's watch Sex and the City and drink gin, do you know what I mean?
So. Well, come on, like, it was really difficult for anyone else to be the favourite, babe, if you're giving her all that, you know? Right, right was on the wall. You didn't stand a chance, George, quite frankly. okay, what's the biggest lie each of you have told? Do you know?
Oh, that's a well hard one. Your biggest lie? I don't know. What's the biggest lie? I'd like to think that we're quite honest. But this might tell us otherwise.
I'm just... That's a hard... I don't know. What lies have you told anyone that you're not a virgin?
No.
I mean, the jig is definitely up after this. If you've told anyone, you're a proper top dragger.
Yeah, that's probably mine. I don't know what you would do. Maybe telling people you're straight. You've done it before. You've walked into shops and stuff, haven't you? You've been like,
sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I revert back depending on like the situation. So, like the other day, I had this call with this company about some ad. And I picked up the phone in front of George and I was like, excuse me. Yeah, you're right, mate, as a guy. Yeah, I'll post that then. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, have a nice weekend, mate. Yeah, you're doing anything nice. All of that.
Oh, yeah, that's the missus.
Yeah, as a missus. Yeah, like, I just sometimes it happens. It just slips out, do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, okay, I feel like they're both, like, not really bad lies, but you've definitely both still got another 2 points. This is very annoying. Yeah. Right, next one. What's each other's worst habit?
Probably the way you fart. See, I was going to say that for you. It was awful last night. Like, he has the worst habit you have is like no concept of like where you are or what you're doing when you pass gas. Like, there will be like a whole family of four eating in a restaurant. You'll be like, like, it's awful.
I'd say farting as well, though. Or like picking your toenails because your toenails are green. Or he's just got horrible toenails.
I hate feet and my own feet. I'm just not a feet person.
Is it the heels, babe? Because my feet are horrible from cramming them in heels.
I went to a bloody chiropodist and is that what it is? He had a whale of a time. He absolutely had a field day, loved it.
Christmas.
Oh my God, best day of my life. Honestly, I left and thought I was walking on clouds. You should have seen me walking, it's like Bambi on ice. I'd say that was right. Oh my God, look at us. We can't. It's going to be hard to catch us out.
2 peas in a pod. Okay. Right. Next question. What is each other's biggest fear?
Oh, I know yours. If you say this isn't right, it's a lie. Joe's is birds. Yes. Joe hates birds.
As in women or as in pigeons?
Both. Yeah. Honestly. in both senses, yes. Yeah. But I'd say, like, my worst fear is I know this sounds like a really irrational fear, but if someone was like, here's a human-sized bird cage and we're going to fill it with birds and, like, cover you in seed, I would probably, like, die.
So, like, the bird woman in The Home Alone. That's
absolutely perfect. Oh, I'm trying to think of yours.
Oh, God, could this be the deciding point? Because it's the last question. I'm sweating behind my knees.
You're not really scared of me.
I'm just so macho, ain't I?
I want to say like sex.
Wrong. Right. Actually, there's no track record there.
Babe, Fanny's not that bad.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host
Niñas Bien podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com